coming to you from sunny Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the Paper Stack Podcast, where we cover current topics in the note industry, give you tactics for your note business, and talk with industry leaders to make you a better note investor. And now, your hosts, Brett Berkey and Rick Allen.
Welcome back to the Paper Stack Podcast. My name is Rick Allen. This is Brett Berkey. We are back for more. We're excited to be back, ready to dive in and pour out some knowledge. Actually, I don't think you have knowledge. Well, it's knowledge. It's story time talking. What do you got for us?
I want to hear the crappiest story that you ever had with the note. I want to hear your worst note buy. I want to be entertained first, but then I also want to I want to know what you learned from buying just the thing that just you're like, oh my God, not this one again. Oh, and you know, why it sucked and what you could take away from it.
There's been a couple that have like ranked right up there with just disasters, but not disasters, you know, but like the one that comes to mind is we bought one in Louisville, Kentucky. And it was a gorgeous house. The outside was gorgeous, big brick, 4,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Sitting on, I was like 3 acres of land or something like that. It was great. Huge, huge. It was a subdivision, but huge neighborhoods, big sprawling green yards. And we were horse country. It was in horse country.
That's right. It was near the Derby.
Yeah, it was like in the vicinity of the Derby. And, you know, we were excited because judgment had already been entered. Mm-hmm. So they were selling it judgment, and they're like, we just need to liquidate this. And the judgment wasn't just entered. The judgment had been entered like 18 months ago.
Oh, yeah, that's just entering.
No, so, you know, you look at it and you say, okay, judgment's entered. What's here? Looking at the house, like, I remember the judgment was like, I want to say the judgment was like $290 was the judgment. We were getting it at 2.25. So we're like, okay, this one we're going to be able to move through. Mm-hmm. You know, if we got it back at the auction, which we didn't think we would, probably worth $440, something like that, $400. We're like, we'll still, you know, there's a good chunk there. We'll just schedule the foreclosure. We missed the bankruptcies that had been filed prior to the judgment. Or after the post-judgment. So, you know, we ended up taking on, there was a bankruptcy, and they were like, that's fine, you know, if the guy wants to pay us off, happy to do it. If not, you know, we'll just take it through foreclosure. We were excited, thought we were going to have a place to go, get ready for the Derby.
Yeah, it was interesting.
And,
to watch.
And this guy was a repeat offender.
Oh, he knew how to work the system.
He knew how to work the system in the bankruptcy world. Because, and our attorneys didn't do the greatest job of staying on it. And so this guy, but he worked it, filed all kinds of stuff, went from chapter, I think we were through 3 bankruptcies on that one. Chapter 13, plans approved, it was a giant nightmare. Is all I can tell you. We spent so much money and time inside of bankruptcy court because we went through 3 different bankruptcies because he filed bankruptcy. We got out of it. We scheduled it for sale, and then he actually filed another bankruptcy, which totally canceled the sale, even though he was not really allowed to file the bankruptcy. Because it was within a certain timeline that he wasn't allowed to do another refiling again. But he did it, and it ended up canceling the sale, and it got things pushed back. And just our attorneys, I don't even know what happened. So we missed deadlines and dates, and we finally got a new sale date. But the new sale date got, like, something happened where it got pushed. Somebody filed something on his side that pushed it and requested it being moved like an additional 3 to 4 months or something like that. And it just got pushed through, which put him inside the window where he could file bankruptcy again.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it was a disaster trying to get this house back because this guy just kept working the bankruptcy system. And we offered him money. We're like, dude, I'll give you $5,000 just to walk away. Mm-hmm. And I think like another 18 months later, he ended up running out of bankruptcy bullets.
Did he really?
And ended up taking $5,000 at that time.
Really?
Yep. And so, man, what did I learn?
That was like 3 years though, wasn't it?
It took forever.
I mean, we moved like offices twice.
And it was just like, oh my gosh, what's going on? That one was bad.
That thing just like followed you around.
So that one was, I'm going to give you guys two. That one was bad. What did I learn? That one, I was like, look, you have to keep your, you have to stay on your attorneys because they're not, they don't often, most, I'm not going to say often. That's a broad stroke to paint for all of them. Sometimes if you don't, they're not, or if they're overworked or they have a large caseload, they'll miss deadlines, right? Yeah. And so if that happens, it just costs you time and money. So that one was like,
wow.
That one, it hurt.
Whatever
so
happened?
What I learned, we ended up getting the house back, sold it.
No,
made money on it. I mean, but we didn't make what we were going to make on it, so it kind of sucked.
Do you think you made money on it, or did you actually just maybe just break even because all the bankruptcies and
we made money, but we didn't like basically breaking even. It's like I consider on something like that, you know, if you make 5 or 10 grand, you're like on a $220,000 investment, which ballooned. I don't consider that making money.
No,
it's
you could have done better with it that way.
Oh yeah, yeah, you could have turned the money 2 or 3 times, but then so that was really not great. Another one which really just is coming to a head is one in Cook County.
Oh, these are always fun.
And we were at the doorstep of judgment.
Oh, is this the one during COVID?
COVID, and COVID struck. And it was just locked down. The courts were shut down, and Cook County was like, they were only letting you do a certain number of foreclosures a day via Zoom.
Oh, wow.
And if your house was occupied by the owner, there's nothing you can do.
You're still dealing with that one?
No, that one's done, but it was like, it took us until...
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that one, too.
That one was a nightmare, and that one was one where it's like, what can you do? You can't do anything with it. Like, I was, like the courts were just, they weren't moving. It was like...
That was out of your control.
It was out of my control, but it was
a black swan.
That was a black swan event, but that was a nightmare, and I don't know how.
What the lesson learned from that is, don't play in a wet market. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You could have maybe sold the asset and recovered, a big chunk of money at that point. But it was just, it was no good.
Did you not make enough money on that one?
No, we did okay on that one, but it was still like it would have been
a lot better.
Yeah, because Cook County, like I had to pay another 2 or 3 years of taxes.
Oh yeah, that's the part like, that people don't talk about.
$8,000 a year, you're like, well, there's $25,000 vaporized.
Right.
So that sucked. Yeah, so that one is like, what did I learn? I don't buy anything in Cook County anymore. I just don't do it.
No,
Cook County is like, it's an off limits county. We're like, no, I won't do it there.
Wow.
So
that's good to know. Okay, cool. Oh, those are fun. To any of them that you ever like lost your ass on, money wise.
Lost our ass on. Yeah, there's been some that were like small balance stuff, and like the Midwest, Ohio, high taxes, but basements.
Oh yeah,
basements just flooded.
They
attract basement
water somehow.
Yeah, they flood, and that's when we were buying the smaller balance stuff, it just. The market never caught up. Like, we bought them for low enough, but the foreclosure cost, the taxes, and then the rehab, we're never.
Is it where, like, you just walk in the basement, it's just...
Well, I wasn't there, but yes, yeah. I got pictures of, like, you know, 2.5 feet of water in the basement. You're like, oh!
Yeah.
So there's some of those things that you're just like, okay, I'm never dealing with those.
If there was a basement in Florida that got flooded, it'd have alligators.
Alligators and snakes. So that's it. Nothing really exciting. I mean, it's just if you're in the business long enough, you're going to run into crafty people who are good at the foreclosure system, or you run into hopefully not a black swan event like we ran into, or you're going to run into some, you know, where you're just like, we bought this and it was like subperforming and then it went completely dark, or the borrower died and then we couldn't, you know, you're stuck in a foreclosure state that at the time was overworked. Most of the stuff was when like it was like just there was tons and tons of foreclosures. Mm-hmm. And so getting stuff through took forever. And when that happens, you know, the house just gets people, you know, I've another one that that happened. I won't say who, but I know this happened. Is they actually foreclosure went through. The foreclosure deed was recorded, and they were going to serve the eviction, and the legal eviction, and the tenant or the person we foreclosed on, that person foreclosed on, came out and said, no, I've got the deed. And they never served the eviction, and it postponed stuff for like 9 months trying to get it, because then they went back to the courts. It was a disaster. It was in Alabama.
Wow.
So yeah, that's a tough one. So lots of stuff. If you get in there, there's war stories. I'm sure you could sit down at a conference with somebody over, you know, a glass of wine or some beers, and you could exchange war stories that are just like, oh, no, check out this scar. Oh, no, check out this scar. Mm-hmm. So they're out there. But it's, you know, I remember when we got into the business, when we went to, you know, we'd been through and went to, when we went to the note school, 3-day mm-hmm. event. We were sitting there and we'd been through, I don't know, 12 to 15 assets by that point, and we were batting 1,000, mm-hmm. like killing it. Mm-hmm. And we were talking to the people at Node School, or I think it was talking to Eddie, and we're telling, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, you guys have been investing, this and that. Or he's like, yeah, we've been doing it for a while. And he's like, you had any bad ones? I'm like, nope, we've killed it on every one of them. He's like, they'll come. They'll find you. It works out. And I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. We seem to be pretty good at what we're doing. And
he was right.
Yeah, of course. But he's been in the business forever, so of course he would know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you get in there and you know, we were fortunate that we just, the first 12 or 15 assets were just like boom, 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 boom. We were doing.
You had false realities.
We had false realities for sure. Yes, you can become good problem solvers, and that's really what it's about. Is solving problems, and you know, if avoiding foreclosure at all costs is a good one. Sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes it's fast if you get something in the non-judicial, but some of those judicial states are tough.
Sounds like it.
Yep. So that's it. That's what I got. Oh, short, sweet, and to the point. Brett's coughing.
I swallowed a fly or something. Huh. Okay, cool. Well, I learned something. I'm hoping you guys did too. And if you have a question for him, want to hear other stories, probably maybe some positive ones next time.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, some good stories. Next time's where the ultimate wins.
Yep.
But I guess we'll just see you on the next one.
Take care.
See ya.
Are you new to the mortgage note industry? Have you been wanting to learn the step-by-step process to purchase your first mortgage note? Well, you're in luck. We've convinced our CEO, Rick Allen, to break down everything he knows about mortgage note investing. Through a series of 50 videos, you'll get everything from start to finish of where to purchase notes, how to purchase notes, and all of Rick's investing techniques he has developed over the many years. From performing note tactics to non-performing notes, Rick gives you everything he knows about investing. Bonuses include our glossary of industry terms, Rick's own proprietary calculators he created to evaluate notes, discounts from our partners, our Rolodex of vendors, a private Facebook group, along with a lot more. We've packed so much content into the Academy to take you from beginner to expert in no time. To learn more about the Academy, go to academy.paperstack.com/welcome. Again, that is academy.paperstack.com/welcome.